Pause. New recording.
Hello, everyone. I am back. And hopefully this will be the last audio boo that I do about this subject. Now, I briefly talked about it with a few people, and I shared some opinions last night. Now, growing up for me, I know that not everybody is religious, but the one thing I always learned was never to take an eye for an eye. For those who are blind, you can definitely relate to when people teased you in school, how cruel kids were. They were terrible. And the one thing I always wanted was to get revenge for the horrible things they said and did. But I remember being read a Bible verse where it says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." Now, I'm not exactly sure what verse. I don't have a Bible with me to look it up. But the most important thing is that we do not learn to seek revenge. Now, I'm not saying that the father is a bad parent. Does she deserve what's happened to her? She does. She does. She deserves the consequence. But it shouldn't have been done that way. There was no need for revenge. You posted this on my Facebook wall. Now look what I'm going to do back to you. Not the best in parenting skills, but who am I to judge? What bothers me the most is my father has been deceased for nearly 10 years. He never got to watch me graduate, walk me down the aisle. He never got to play a big part in my life as I was getting into the adult years. My mother, I don't see that often. Kids like this need to understand that they are so lucky. The father had spent half the day working on her computer. I wish my father was around, but he's not. And the fact that this kid, and if she listens to this post, I want her to understand just how lucky she is. Her father used to work two jobs at her age, and she's complaining about doing the dishes and cleaning the counters? I had chores when I grew up. Oh, yeah. Just because you're blind, that didn't exclude you from having chores. You were treated just like everyone else in the family. But to say that you will never be there when your father and mother get old, and you won't be there to wipe their ass, that's low. That is degrading. But at the same time, there was no need for revenge. There was no need for an eye for an eye. Again, if I was him, I would have taken that laptop and used it for myself. I wouldn't have put a gun through a nice piece of electric technology. Heck, if I was even nicer, I would give that laptop to somebody in Africa who can't even afford a computer, who can't even afford food on the table. There was no need for the disrespect. There was no need for that. That was so wrong. But there was no need for the revenge either.
042.
I just hope that someday this kid realizes that she has hurt her parents very deeply. I hope someday she realizes how lucky she is. And I hope someday the father realizes that taking revenge isn't the smartest way to go. I'm not going to judge his actions. That's not me. But there needs to be a little bit of love in this world. Yeah, both of them may be at fault. But where's the love? And speaking of love,